Hallelujah. Yes, you was when you were a donor.
Praise Jesus, my children of God.
Musibye mutya muri nyali ya mukama wa Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Ubulamuri butya.
And how is your life?
Ubulamuri njinyo.
Is life so good?
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Lwakasira batu wadde.
For this time is given us.
Byakubasaba musembere kumpi.
I will request you withdraw close to the front seats.
Aha. Majiwa no maso.
You come in the front seats.
Tuleka katebe kakuli maso.
Don't leave an empty seat in the front of you. Those who will come later will sit in the back seats.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
We
thank God
for
this good time is given us.
We
are going to move on with our studying.
And
we get the light of knowledge. And the question we move on to answer it. Why marriage is there?
But
why is it meant to exist? Reaching the coming back of Jesus.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
We
have studied much of those. And in all, the goal is to show the love that is God Himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
As it
tells us in the 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, and
He says
that, that God is love. Now we know that we entered in. Love is God. And that's the Father who appears within the fathers. And that is the word, the Son, the Lord Jesus, the true vine, and we too are branches. He who births us the second time, and He appears within the mothers, God the love, as the word of God. And we saw the Holy Spirit
is
the uncle or the auntie who watches over and instructs the creation. And He sent and all things are created. He presents that love meant to be the children,
in
the aunties and the uncles, even the friends, that we can show love everywhere.
So, songe yokuvanti, ruacho kuagala wekuri.
That reason of being that why love is there. Why is it meant to exist to reach the coming back of Jesus? That we may be to enter in the holy marriage.
To
create in the holy family. And after we shall have the holy church.
We
still be discovered in 1 Timothy 3. Straight in a family's church begins from there.
If
able to shepherd well your house or people of your household,
and
you do a good stewardship there, it eases much indeed you to order things of the general church. But for seeing the much we have been seeing, today we want to see why not many of the married women and not been powerful and never raised up much in the ministry. And how can they be helped to get out that mentality of a weak vessel and they become distinctive ministers as some of the holy women who served God? Now it means as men, we are going to embark on the work as they also have understood it, to see that they become distinctive ministers and they are not left to lag behind, for they hold them a weak vessel. Many get weakened even though if they are not yet married, and they are out there lazy. And Satan enjoys the laziness to use it in actions like fighting while seeking under things like those. And if they dare rise up to be powerful, and they get to marry, they get worries of the family and they consume to finish them.
How
they will please the husbands and take care of the children. Because of the other weakness, they cannot balance all those. But it is possible indeed to take away them being lazy. Even though we all are vessels of clay in our bodies,
but
till these became vessels of clay yet and they are weak, and not many of those who come to be raised to serving God. When we get explained why on the 12 clans of the Israelites there was no woman, we can give the reason that the one would have birthed those of outside the clan. That we could have given they were not accepted to birth children outside except among us themselves. But the truth remains that they were always weak vessels. You remember Miriam, how she persuaded Aaron and things what they did, grumbling over the woman Moses had married. There was a case of accusation on them. Maybe that too you can attach on it. When you count the 12 disciples, still there was no woman. Yet there were women which seemed determined.
But
think why we're not they involved.
So what do we achieve?
There's what we call the weak vessel in them. Even we all our bodies are vessels of clay. But they find in themselves that weakness. All can be taken away after we've gotten the light of knowledge and it's put in these vessels of clay. And if we accept all of us, the men and the women, and we clothe Christ, all of us can be the same thing in the ministry of God, in the church, in all working works of the world for profiting, even in the home. And we fulfill everything with much power. And then we expect it and has no way to pass us if that weakness is chased. I'm going to come from up, show the way, take away that weakness.
Let's
move on, know that weakness. And those who overcame it before, and they were helped by their husbands. How did they do it? When
we read
Peter chapter 3 verse 7, he speaks like this.
Peter ekisoka esura esoka
esura ya kusatu.
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
Peter ekisoka esura ya kusatu nyolo musamu.
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
Bwe batyo abasajja muberenga n'abakazi bamwe n'amagezi nga musangamu ekitiibwa omukazi ng'ekibi ekisinga obunafu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Olunyiro nga tandaba ku bulumbalayo.
That verse before she finishes it,
asooka okubuulirira ffe nga abasajja.
Speaks and advises with the men.
Nti kale abasajja.
But now men.
Muberenga n'abakazi bamwe n'amagezi.
Be with your wives with wisdom. But we know it well.
The Jeremiah
8 and
10,
it says that if they have rejected my word, now what wisdom is within them? Only what we can do with our wives with wisdom.
We
need to think within the word in what you answer them and speak with them.
Sikuwanga Satani agera maso ku okugurawo endowooza
yo. Let Satan moves on, open up your mind.
N'ateekamu ebigambo bye by'obukaawu.
Puts in it his words of harshness.
Ebiyinza okulemererwa okuzimba ekibya kino ekinafu.
Those which can fail to build this weak vessel.
Omukazi oyo.
That woman.
Ate n'omaliriza ng'obomenye bumenya.
And you end up breaking.
Omanyi ekibya ekinafu.
You know a weak vessel.
Kitegeeza kyangu nnyo n'okumenyebwa kwe kennyini na nnyini kyo.
Is it be broken by you yourself who owns it?
Singa tobeera naye n'amagezi.
If you don't be with them with wisdom.
Oyinza okumenya kwe kennyini.
You can break them yourself.
Ate nga Katonda abadde akusuubiramu engeri endala.
Yet God expected
y'amagezi agali mu kigambo kye.
Another way of
osobole okumuzimba aveemu obunafu.
You can build them to cease half that weakness.
Kaba tuddiremu okolo gyeyo.
Let's repeat this verse.
Petero ekisooka essula ya kusatu olunyolo omusanvu.
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
Bwe mutyo abasajja mubeerenga n'abakazi bammwe n'amagezi nga musangamu ekitiibwa omukazi ng'ekibi ekisinga obunafu.
Nti omusamu ekitiibwa.
That you honor them.
Naye ekitiibwa ekyo okireeta kubanga.
Now you bring that honor because.
Omanyi nga kibi ekinafu.
You know that they are a weak vessel.
Waliwo ebiseera ebisinga.
There are many times.
Bwe bayinza okukola ebintu nga tebiweesa kitiibwa.
When they can do things and they don't cause honor to manifest.
Naye nga omuntu alina amagezi agali mu kigambo.
As a person with wisdom in the world.
Agayinza okukyusa.
That which can change.
Oleeta ekitiibwa newankubadde nga tekirabikawo.
Break honor though it's not manifested.
Newankubadde nga takoze ebireeta ekitiibwa.
Though they have not done what brings honor.
Ovayo n'olaga ekitiibwa.
You come out show the honor.
Osobole okumuwambatira okumuzimba.
That you can embrace to build them.
Olumbambi bakola eddalu lino kijjudde.
Much stubborn.
Olw'obunafu buli obw'omutima gyabwe.
Because of the weakness in their heart.
Bayinza n'okwogera ebitasaana.
They can even speak words not worthy.
Era wayinza okubaawo ebyogerwanga bya busungu.
They can be things spoken on their of hunger.
Bayinza n'okuba agenda kuno banga nijalaga tamanyi.
They may even be going to divorce them. They don't know where they're going.
Otulamu jalaga.
But when you look to where they're going.
Agenda kubonaabona.
They are going to suffer.
Oba oliawo.
Perhaps.
Aleka abaana ate ajja kubejjusa akomewo.
Children are they regret.
Oba ate obanga wateekawo dda omulala.
Perhaps you put another there.
Kale ebintu bino byetaagamu obwegendereza.
These things need carefulness.
Agamba nti omusengamu ekitiibwa.
Honor them.
Ng'ekibi ekinafu.
As a weak vessel.
Embeera gy'alimu.
In the way they are in.
Osobole okumuyamba okuva mu mbeera ey'obunafu.
Help them come from the situation of weakness.
Azibibwe obutaddamu kubeera kibi ekinafu.
That you'll never be a weak vessel.
Mu ntandikwa zaffe nga tutandika nabo.
In our beginning when we begin with them. And when God gives them to us.
Oyinza okuba omusajja olina obunafu. Abiri ku buli kikumi.
The man you have weakness 20%.
Nemukubagana naye.
And you begin to struggle with them.
Naye ye ayinza okuba nankaaga ku buli kikumi oba nsanvu.
Have weakness 60 or 70%.
Era oyinza n'okwewuunya oba kati watomedde.
Even be surprised whether you're not.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus, man.
Kubanga oyinza osinga n'ebintu by'obadde tosuubira.
Or you may find some things you least expected them.
Nuga ne bannange.
And you wonder.
Nawasizza omukazi nga mmanyi mponye bino
n'ebyo. Married the women I thought I've gotten safe from this and
that. Ate bimu byensinkanye.
Now they are the same experiences I've missed.
Kale tulowooze ku kigambo ekyo.
Now let's think of that word.
Tubeerenga ne bakazi baffe n'amagezi.
Let's be with our wives with wisdom.
Era n'amagezi ge gali mu kigambo.
And the wisdom is within the word.
Buli kiseera ng'ogenda okwogera naye oba okuddamu kwonna.
Every time you're going to speak with them or answer them.
Olowooza ekigambo kikugamba kitya era omuddemu otyo.
The word tells you what and you answer them how.
Ng'omussaamu ekitiibwa ng'okimanyi kibya kinafu.
And you honor them knowing they are a weak vessel.
Era bo tebalwawo na kwekaabira.
And they don't take long to pray for themselves.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They
don't take long. Sharing tears immediately they have cried.
Oyinza n'obutakuba mpi n'omugamba ebigambo ebizito wanaakaaba.
Slap them, speak heavy words to them and they cry.
Nagamba nze waakiri wandinkubye.
And he said, at least you would have beaten me.
N'otagamba bigambo bifaanagana bwebityo.
Be words like those.
Nga bizito waye awulira tabisobola.
Feel they can't handle them.
Naye tukwayinza okugamba agagambo gambaawo.
I tell you heavy words there.
Nga wooli tokaaba.
And don't cry.
Naye tetugambye nti mwogere bwe
mutyo bakazi mmwe. Speak like that you women.
Agagambo gammwe agazito wasika aburokozi.
Those your heavy words are not of salvation.
Wabula in case singa kiba kibaddewo.
But in case it happens.
Kubanga ayogera nti tebirema kubaawo.
Speak they surely happen.
Naye zisanzo yabireeta.
But what to the one who brings them.
oyinza okutunuulira osalawo ojja amaaso ku mukazi
oyoosooka
otunuulira lusifa amuli emabega amwogeza ebigambo
ebitalimpozi
era mulimu n'abasajja abamu abasalawo okufuuka abakazi ebibi
ebinafu
nga naye ne bwomugamba ebigambo
yaaka
nga bo bali awo
naye
waka tategeerekeka bulungi
simukozi
nnyo simuyiya
ali
awo munafunafu mu
kutegeera
ate osinga n'omukazi ku luno ng'amusingako ku kwakiri Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Kale engeri efaanagana bwe tutwagala okulaba evaawo
eriwaliwo
abakazi abayingira ennyo okumanya ekigambo
kyabajjawo
engeri y'ekibi ekinafunebaawonebeesingana nga bali waggulu nnyo mu kumanya n'obumalirivu mu
katondakati
sitaani n'awanyisa embala
y'obunafuagipakira
mu
musajja
ye n'abeera ate nga kyekibi
ekinafu
naye bino byonna tukola tutya
katumaleyo olunyi luno
peter ekisooka essula ya kusatu nyola omusanvu bwe mutyo abasajja mubeerenga ne bakazi bammwe n'amagezi nga musangamu ekitiibwa omukazi ng'ekibi ekisinga obunafu kubanga nabo basika bannammwe ab'ekisa eky'obulamu okusaba kwammwe kulemenga okuziyizibwa
yesu
yebazibwatinga
tusooka okitegeera
nti
bano bennyini be tuli nabo batuweereddwa bakazi
baffe
basika bannaffe ku byobulamu olw'ekisa
ekituweereddwa
era nga sitaani yasobola okukozesa ekigambo ekyo
n'alaba
nga gwe oli musajja atafaayo
omuganda
wo n'agamba kati raba oyo asaba biki
mukazi
we talina byandikwa byamanyi wadde okumuyambako bimanya
tewalikati
addangamu okusaba ngenda kuly olyoma
oddaku
mukazi ng'oleka waka ng'akona mu
kumanya mu
kutegeera ng'akona
ningadde
eri
ng'agamutoyagala
mmuyambaka mmuyite mwongenda
mukyankalanya ate
bwekusiŋŋaana osaba
nga
ndi olyoma eri katonda
omusajja muokyonotayinza
kuyamba namusika
munnewe
amusindikiriza mu kuzikirira
asaba
bikimbwa
omugabirire
yesu yebaziwakuwulira sitaani akozesa opportunities nyingi nnyo mu
famire
kasi tolekaera ekibya kino ng'ogambamu abakazi
twabamanyiki
ire mubeerawo okufumba mmere nakulya yemubeeramu kati nga nawe olekaawo kati ye sitaani kyakolanga
nkulabayo ng'osaba
mukama
ogabiire
mufamiren'omukazi ono omutwe gwe omusiru tategeera bulungi ne bayibuli emulemu osoma
nayeitaani
ng'ayingirawogama olaba ono taswagena okuyamba musika
munasaba bikiwa
tulina kyoyinza kumuwa katonda era bwomuwa nga mmanya toli
mwenkanya
kakati bangi kuffe twagala ffe abasajja tufuuke
abaamaanyi
abasajja tufuuke abaamaanyi nga tulekeredde bano
bannaffe
n'omulaba nga ogenda kukuŋŋaana ye yeebasenogamba oli era kwebaka gwe mulimu
gwalyo
mbugoze kutegeera
naye
nga jjukira oli musika
munno gwe
mulina osikira obulamu
butagwasitaani
yekyakolangaogenze kumanya
ogenda
kudde waka byonna nga yanyiiza bisangulesangule njagala batundire mukolo
yeyoolwo
petero ekisooka essula ya kusatu lunyola omusanvu bwe mutyo abasajja mubeerenga n'abakazi bammwe n'amagezi ngamusanga makitibwa omukazi ng'ekibi ekisinga obunafu kubanga nabo basika bannammwe ab'ekisa ekyobulamu okusaba kwammwe kulemenga okuziyizibwa.
That your praying should not get hindered. That Satan you see,
he
sees you, you know what your wife given you. Or they fall and he'll let them fall.
Satan
waits for you in the time of praying to be given. When you've gone the prayer of warfare, or in prayer of repentance, oh Lord, have mercy me, and I reach in heaven, not like this woman who doesn't care. Satan said, look at him. Pleading God to give the wisdom. Woman, you gave me wisdom, you know, wisdom.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now therefore, as these who went to pray, and there was one who had sins also.
And
I say, God, worthy to draw close to you. But forgive me and have mercy on me. This Pharisee, the Levite, also came.
And
close to God, began to pray to him. I'm not like the other, the sinner. Because I've done as all the laws require me. Ask the question, whom can he forgive of the two?
Same,
they forgive the one who feared to come in the and the best far to repent from there, lest it tramples the courts of God. This Pharisee, the Levite, and he claimed to be holy. Now you men, sometimes you claim to be perfect in your homes.
You
know what your wife is saying?
Still
we know Banyankore like that.
This,
no more a Banyankore is a co-heir with you. And that one, they are not a loop
bearer.
Much. They are no more that that's a co-heir, a child of God. And were given you. Help them for their
weakness,
that they can serve God. They can inherit eternal life.
Now
don't say that now. Even this woman in the things of the world, she's illiterate. Will she read the Bible? Take her to adult education. Teach her, you say you are learned. Because this woman is beautiful, but she is illiterate.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
Bible you give them, they learn and they can't interpret them. Even those not learned, they can't interpret. Those given the Spirit of God, those who got in hell, those who got the Spirit of God, they are what can understand those words.
So,
now, brethren,
go
on our side as men, God tells us this. But threatening not to accept to be helped. Maybe you're not learned in the flesh. You know what yourself say, how will I read the Bible?
Husband
calls you, come, I teach you to learn Luganda and to write. You married me, you didn't know I'm illiterate.
Now,
because she's a weak vessel,
she
say that she's illiterate. But when you know that,
you
buy time and a bit ignore it. If you come back later, come we read, they can begin to follow with you.
Instead of
that, I teach you English. Oh, I teach you something new. Don't want and even to sit them down.
All
those do them in the way of the weak vessel. Now at times the land of
faith
by the word of the Lord.
But
in the flesh they were created and they are thinking. Join up. That's not abusing. You too, you know that. You take long to join up. Where issues end. You may speak them and you're done.
No.
If they just sit down after, and they wonder, why did I speak these words? You don't reject it. Maybe you have been
lying.
The word and that weakness ceases to be. In a few seconds, switches gradually. And you're humbled.
The
one in deep measure and is the one. They are on the floor. They are doing things. Instead of abusing, these words are like that. And they get stubborn there.
It's
me too, I even wanted a tall man. You know what came before me, got a short man like this one. You.
Yes, he was
raised in. But Bible says, if they get the light of knowledge,
though
we've all been vessels of clay, but the old weakness, most people say perhaps God created them like that, but that weakness, put it in them in the garden, not God's. It's not God who put it in them. Just as I deceived the woman, he put in her the greatest part of weakness in her. We are going to see of it. Saved her from then. Things which are not clear, most of them, they're what they can choose out.
If
they can go in the good clothing, them all put aside. And they break her and dress her indeed. When the man looks at it, they wonder, this kind of dress, you chose how?
I was sick.
She's serious. After, that's the dress you want. But let us see. Why not many women were raised up in serving of God to be powerful? Even those who were raised, they failed. They fought, they failed. Praise Jesus much.
We
have speech with us 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the verse 6 and 7. And he says this.
2
Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyayaka mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo olunyola omusango naye obugagga obwo tulinabwo omubi eby'ebbumba amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda so seriffe Katonda yalagira omusana
gwakamukizikiza
okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya
glory of God before Christ. But in verse 7 it says that this treasure of knowledge puts them in the vessels of clay. Then much power will come from God and not us. Brethren, though we all vessels of clay, but our brethren,
if
they became vessels of clay and they are weak, what can help them? and they cease to hold their wickedness, if they get the light of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If a woman is taught, though they have studied in the world,
they
differ from a woman who wasn't taught. It is to say this, not to be taught in the school.
Only.
If a woman was taught even in the home, if the one was not been taught, issues of home and those of the world. I don't know if you understood me.
Another case,
we were not taught in school. The school is not the only place they teach. We learn right from home. Because many times we separate these families. And the girl children are left to their mothers.
If
they are weak and they enroll them every weakness they don't have. What do we exchange them?
Be
with your children, teach them some things.
After
you leave them, even the man, you exchange them. Give them the mother, they learn peeling food. And the way to make it in the home. After you don't balance that, if the father retain only the boys, teach them to only speak, I want food. Go plan for money, don't know how to cook it.
If you TBCB too,
that is not right. If someone is taught right from the home, through the school,
even
much light of God's word, that person, though they had a weakness in them, that weakness is chased out. And they become powerful. Want to encourage all women. God encourage the daughters.
Whether
they accept the light of knowledge. Even to seek for it and to force
much.
Overcome that weakness. Then we shall get power from God. And we be powerful ministers.
There
not be any of us who are left behind. For we are a new generation. With the full knowledge of God. And we are a new creation. Given the full knowledge of God.
Now we,
us all of us of full knowledge.
We should
and we've left our sisters behind.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
this word we speak of now, of those married and those not married.
For
that weakness comes from far.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in all this, where he said, in the 1 Corinthians 7. Let's come from verse 32. First Corinthians 7 from verse 32.
Naye njagala mu obuteeraliikiriranga. Atali mufumbo yeeraliikirira bya mukama waffe. Bw'anaasanyusanga mukama waffe. Asatu musatu. Naye omufumbo yeeraliikirira bya mu nsi. Bw'anaasanyusanga mukazi we. Era. Olwasa tumenya era waliwo enjawulo ku mufumbo n'omuwala.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Waliwo enjawulo.
There is a difference between a married woman and a girl.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
he says, one not yet married.
He
would have been ready to worry how to please God. But those married,
they
reach for the weakness of not being able to balance two things. And
worry
that to please their husbands, their children, the home to be well, because there is a weak vessel in them. Issues of church cease to be. They reduce.
Others say
you put them washing clothing.
First
started the holy marriage and the holy family.
So how
balance and help these our women?
Anyone who
out balance of pain. The weakness did cease to be in them. Though the men came out
and
to help them cook for them,
and
they wash clothing.
But the
weakness of the heart, work on the side of God, be empowered. It never happened. We saw things that changed.
And
the woman never wakes up to know. When you find their books in knowledge, the stories they speak, they are not of the word. They are not committed per se.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But think of this.
That
though they were not yet married,
required
them to worry how they will please God. And another pleasing God.
But
once all people get saved, rich in knowing truth, God wants to know him more than the offerings. Because of the other weakness, they did put strength to know God.
Even
to get strength, preach where I could get saved. Those who woke up and they had gotten strengthened. And when they got married, they
got
that imbalance. And they left on the side of marriage.
And the side that never
and the other side they didn't balance it.
Na baka manti afumbidwa
and they said they got married.
Aina kwera likira bwana sanyuso said.
Worry how they will please the man.
Ate Kristo yobe na mote.
What about Christ? Where are you putting him?
Na fembe Efeso.
When he speaks with us in Ephesians.
Sure yoko ta.
Ephesians 5.
Kunyula bimo na bimo bidi.
Verse 21 22.
Aga manti patino balance ngabi
obidi. He says we have to balance both.
Kato someyo tuli.
Let us speak there as we hear.
Abefeso esura ya kutano olunyolwa biri mu olumu.
Ephesians 5:21.
Ngamuwulirangananga mu kutya Kristo olwabiri mu ebbiri. Abakazi muwulire nga babbammwe nga bwe muwulira Mukama waffe. Olwabiri mu esatu kubanga omusajja gwe omutwe gwa mukazi we era nga Kristo bwali omutwe gw'ekkanisa. Bwali omulokozi w'omubiri yennyini.
Yes, we have a
great praise Jesus, man. That women, you subject your husbands as you subject to Christ.
Means
both things you have to balance them. Don't mind only on the man. Submit them as you submit to Christ. You submit yourself unto your husband.
Is
to submit to Christ.
So, what we know balancing?
Now we have to balance.
But
don't just say that the home works of the family have consumed me all.
At this true, no
please sit with that your spouse.
Move
on, balance these issues.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus much.
I don't
know if you've understood me well. What causes the other weakness to remain?
Say
that girl not yet married. Don't worry how she will please God.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus much.
But she
wasn't able. Because of the other weakness. Where did it come from? That's what we had to see.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
the one who fought that weakness.
And
they tried to get knowledge of the word of God.
But
power came from God who upheld
her.
When they got married, they got an imbalance of these issues. The other weakness came back.
Remember,
the time they ignored
another
God, which takes away weakness, reduced them in them.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus much.
And
you go back and they appear lazy home.
What
they do can come out. You can find them with five kind of work to do home. Each they have done a little of it. The man you give that work. If you do the swifts, you've done. After they say that the child has required to breastfeed them, don't you speak such?
As a
and
a
child crying, they are crying in my heart. Leave them to cry in the heart.
So for us, to
women,
no so as no kawajayu, no katuza.
Leave them till you sit them down.
No so for
a minimum speed all works at speed as they are crying. When the body is much, the breasts begin to melt out. Even the men, you know, those who are the married dining and the women are breastfeeding. It's much. Pastor David, you know that. Don't know if it's there, the child is crying. Yes. Everywhere I'm discovering, see what is going on. You just
mind
going on full speed. Discover something new evolved there.
Is
that what I'll say? You're going to see the rest. They're
not sick.
They're all normal. Let's repeat the visions. As we look at this scripture, the man was not the first to be deceived. Ephesians 5:21.
Ngamuwuliragananga mu kutya Kristo. Olwabirimu ebiri. Abakazi muwulirenga babbammwe nga bwe muwulira Mukama waffe.
Tuwulirenga babbaffe.
Let's submit to our husbands.
Abakazi bwe batugambye.
Women have told us.
Nga bwe tuwulira Kristo.
Yes, we submit to Christ.
Okwewaayo kwo eri omukyala omwami oyo.
Giving up yourself to that man.
Wasooka kwewaayo nnyo ate eri
Kristo. Gave yourself much unto Christ.
So bw'otabanga wafumbirwa.
And you don't perhaps got married.
Obudde buno obuwaayo eri mu family yokka.
Give your time to only family.
N'ogwamu amaanyi.
And you get rich in the knowledge of God.
N'oddayo mu kibi ekinafu.
Go back to the weak vessel.
Eyali omukazi omutenderezo w'amaanyi.
And the brave woman who is
powerful. Eyali abuulira ekigambo.
What was preaching the word.
Wenna n'owola.
And you get all called.
N'eraliikirira abaana
bange. I'm worried for my children.
We
first told the children of God
that we are
given a responsibility a little on those issues. But what we have to do, one of the reasons why not many see the Bible, who were lifted in the service of God,
it's
a weak vessel. And that weakness entered in that scripture I've told you of. It says what? The man was not the first to be deceived.
First Timothy,
chapter 2 from verse 11.
Omukazi ayigenga mu bukaka mu kugondanga kwonna.
Omukazi
woman
ayigenga mu bukaka.
Let them learn in humility.
Okugondanga kwonna.
In all humbling.
Abooluganda.
Brethren.
Bwe tuba twagala okulwanisa paati
y'ekibi. You want to fight the part of the weak vessel.
Bwe ng'omusajja beera mwetegefu okuyigiriza.
You as the man be ready to teach.
Eri omukazi.
Onto that woman.
Naye era agwanira okuba nga akkiriza
okuyigirizibwaekitabo
kyonga kyanjawulo
onootinga
naye mazima tetufunayo obudde ate n'abasajja bafe tetwagala tufunayo
obudde
ewaka waka nabo
babantama
People
of whom I hate them, they trouble me.
When you go back
to reach the bed, you snore. You're snoring.
And
some women,
you
sometimes see whether they will ask you.
You
show you love to be told. You see, they are not on that. They go to watch a soap film. And they take time on there. Others, they are on the phone. If they go to
touch
Prince's phone, they touch the screen.
And
you wonder what they are watching.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
That's
why women, their phones don't outlive long. They touch them so much.
They
do everything. They send there which are not even
people.
And they want to hear what they were speaking. If you find those who are
mature,
they are on those announcements. They want to hear what their relatives whether they died in the village.
If you find men that they
are
corrupt,
they waste a big cup of tea and they put
three down,
put announcements and they ask for groundnuts.
If you
get the Bible to pass through, don't see whether they understood them. Radio or television. Announcement with a big cup of tea.
Popcorn.
With the popcorns.
And
eaten one by one. And they are following the announcements.
Finish
1 Timothy chapter 2.
Naye omukazi muganye okuyigirizanga newankubadde okufuganga omusajja naye okubeeranga mu bukakamu. Olw'ekumi n'essatu. Kubanga Adamu ye yasooka okutondebwa oluvannyuma Kaawa. Olw'ekumi n'ennya. Era Adamu si ye yalimbibwa naye omukazi oli eyalimbibwa n'aba mu kwonoona.
Owulidde ekyabaawo.
Hear what happened.
Ekyaviirako omukazi abeere ekibi ekinafu.
Woman to be a weak vessel.
Tumanyi ddala nti Adamu yasooka okutondebwa.
You know that Adam was the first to be created.
Eve n'aggyibwamu.
And Eve was gotten from him.
Naye si kye kyafuula Eve okuba omunafu.
What caused Eve to be a weak vessel?
Mukubanga yaggyibwa ku Adamu.
That was gotten from Adam.
Ekizibu kwali kusooka kulimbibwa. Okulimbibwa.
The deceiving, they deceived her.
Adamu tebaamulimba.
Adam wasn't deceived.
Ye yakkiriza ddoboozi lya mukazi
we. He accepted the voice of the woman.
Gwe musango gwe yakola.
That's the case he committed.
Naye awaavu obunafu bwonna
obwafuula
buli mukazi azaalibwa ku
nsi kuno okuba
ekibi ekinafu
kubanga
yasooka okulimbibwa.
Regardless of accepting things not right. Easily lose temper. It came in from there. As when the woman became a weak vessel. Because this was deceived, accept the deception. A person who keeps changing easily. Doesn't want to analyze things much. When she immediately saw the tree is desirable, and it brings wisdom. Right from then, the woman can get something. Something not of value. And you tell her and you explain much, she believes it. They are worthy.
You
can be on
our work.
Tell her, all the girl children. First girls, then we became women. Weakness came from there.
Satan appearing
in another form, he explained it in another form.
In
that time she saw it's the exact they have explained. There are men who always propose to women.
You
must say, I want a brown man.
Explain
the one you see. The sunshine hit them, and when you put jelly on them, they'll become brown. It's right, they will become brown. It's not abusing. I'll tell you where the weakness came from. What can we do to take it away? Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm Ruth. I want to briefly ask. We've seen women as weak vessels. And men are supposed to help them in all ways. But men, if they're the ones who appear a weak vessel, although we are in the class, and the man cannot connect scriptures well, and they find the woman can explain them well. Oh, it's found that both are the same. How will that man help that woman? Or perhaps the woman may be knowing, tries to help the man and the man cannot accept because of his appearance. Maybe another question. Sometimes men, because they're not weak vessels, but maybe they knew something, instead of teaching, they just bark all things of the flesh or of the spirit. Maybe the woman will be illiterate. The way we would have taught, the woman is just barking at her, even to scorn her. Now, how will she learn? That man has no wisdom. The third question concerning this work. I see on the side of women, it's true they are weak vessels. But in the generation we are in, women are praised so much in doing work home. Their own men are so weak sometimes, or they don't care on what they can do. Because the woman has the work she does, and they say the works of man, and their side is pressed much, and everything she can care. Preachers that don't have taught them scriptures, they end up when this woman is so tired because of much responsibility. At times they cannot have a way to connect to them. Maybe in the midnight, and you tell them, come, we study. What I'm asking most, this most responsibility of home,
is it
be on only the woman or only the man? Women who can take care of their families and husbands, they have little work they do. Today women are the ones working much. Can we be helped, women, husbands, get work to help women in the full knowledge?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Knowledge is in our
subject, a single knowledge. Maybe the world. But the thing is this, brethren. Join up all questions asked. The thing is this, brethren. There are those born and they're weak vessels.
We
know them, they're women. But there are those men weak vessels for lacking knowledge. Those are the men. That's why he said the man should be with the woman with wisdom. But remember, God speaks in Proverbs saying, he who gains wisdom gains knowledge, gains power. It means that person, one of
which
made them weak vessels, said that did not accept them to get knowledge.
Do you get a make up? Get a make a get a very munya? Why you? Robot, budget to submit over.
Let us read it.
Proverbs
24:5.
Wewa omuntu alina okumanya ayogera buyinza. Olunyolo mukaaga, kubanga olirwana olutalo lwo n'okuteesa kw'amagezi, era mubateesa ebigambo abangi, mwe muli emirembe.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Singa omuntu ono abeera n'amagezi agali mu kigambo,
person has wisdom in the word,
asobola okweyongera abaana,
they can gain more power.
Even
the one who got weak, they get empowered. They move on to believe knowledge.
This
man accepts to be with those who give counsel. He got weak in detail. They can awake up. But for lacking wisdom, they may fail to teach a woman and just bark at them. They do all that they do. Without wisdom, neither understand.
And
that man sitting home and not working, even seasons of working, they are what they are in. Not God who's rested them. But they have made themselves a worthless man. They do it for lacking wisdom and knowledge.
Came
a weak vessel for those issues. But know of one thing. The man does not live by his own self. And not even the woman. Each lives by the other.
It
all has
delay.
There is need of knowledge. The woman has it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Threatening always when you've been a woman,
you
do things of not knowledge.
The
man will listen to you that you brought things of knowledge. If you did things of not having knowledge,
sometimes
go tell him things of wisdom and he can't listen to you.
So
good in all time, keep yourself on standard. When it speaks this 1 Corinthians 11, and the verse 11. First Corinthians 11, verse 11.
Era na yomu kazi taberawo watali musajja. Era musajja taberawo watali mukazi.
Mukama wafe.
In the Lord.
Ebyo munsi bisoboka.
Things of the world are possible.
Naimu mukama wafe.
In the Lord.
Mukazi taberawo watali mukazi.
Woman cannot live without the man.
Have
to be there with helping each other. Even the man cannot be there without the woman. In the Lord, people of the world get to survive and act immoral.
They
will survive with their worthless actions. But we in the Lord, if you've reached to get married,
you
cannot live without a man. Many things of weakness you can meet them. And your spouse needs to help you.
It is
upon you, you man, in the Lord Jesus.
Then
you will not be able to live alone.
You
need help at times, right from that woman. Though we do like Abraham, inquire from God on what women tell us. Remember the other time,
we
problem in the garden for not inquiring from God.
Just
listen to the voice of the woman.
So, woman
speaks words. Research of them whether they are the voice of God. They are in understanding,
even
the knowledge of God. You do those words with gentleness.
The
problem happens on our women because of the weakness.
We
want to tell you the word whether you analyze or
not.
What you do,
you are
weak. God tells you to
hearken. You
refuse. You buy time for that. We have to inquire
about
that. Ever since you did this to the garden to us,
and
you came after Lucifer deceived you,
and you
told us direct,
and
fruit eats.
You
go back, inquire from God. We got problems.
Abraham
taught us.
Sarah might
say, marry the housemaid.
You
went inquired from the Lord.
You
where the mistake can come.
Yeah, mutabu uza mukama.
Not inquiring from God.
Brothers,
be calm in those
things.
These are our sisters.
Even
sisters, be calm.
Jesus
is correcting and teaching us.
Kubanga uyinzo kama saja mangua
go tell the man immediate.
Nukamba gotoka na na Bible. Bible yega manafu mutuuri
zeka. You listen to us.
Na yonga nyochuka orino mutuwa munene. Na wana ata mukaona. Kaka tino mani lizanga simanyo wa omabiono. Aja ali mukama o obama kumbwa. Family.
Whether that man is still the head of the family.
After
you've spoken heavy words to him like that.
You
brought counsel to him like that.
He refuses
to implement it immediately. How can the others look to each other? I don't know whether you've been like that out there. Don't want to see a confused church again, just as it's prevailing in this generation. God creates the church of the new generation. That's why
he
wants to tell us everything, how we shall do it. Don't move in
unright
instances of our forefathers, those who moved before us in salvation. These are not ordered well.
No
preparation, but just keep moving on. Separated the home aside, and separated it from church.
Pastor
concerning family of people in his church,
it
knows nothing of them. Great problems, but he doesn't know it. What flock is he shepherding?
Chatamanya which we are Makaga,
in the homes where they are.
In Okanisabajuku Kwasa,
this church is gathered together, moving on the way, as it's on the
way,
as it's in their home. As they have visited, church they have given you to shepherds.
Visit,
what do they do and speak there? They preach there, they speak worthless words in the wisdom which is not of God.
Others
say pastors are going to look
even
when I visit, they know what I've spoken there. When you sit and speak things of darkness there.
At
our
church,
of full knowledge, and speak words which are not right. That's why we want much.
In the book of Numbers,
it's a book of Numbers.
Indicate
us to your family members.
When visit,
all of them ask whether you reached safely. What are they speaking with you? Are they speaking with you?
Are they speaking with you?
How to relate with your family, no issues concerning you. But the truth, this we cannot live in the Lord Jesus without our wives. Even our wives
cannot
live where we are not.
So
each there for profiting. Let's read verse 12.
First
Corinthians 11 verse 12.
Kuba omukazi ngabo yava musajja era n'omusajja bwatu azaalibwa omukazi naye byonna biva eri Katonda.
Kyokusooka byalibwa ebiti.
First things were like this.
Okukagasanga ebintu bino birina okuba.
Both the things should be in place.
Eby'obufumbo
of the marriage.
Ndi okusoka omukazi yava
musajja. The woman came from the man.
Yeah, tikakalo.
But right now,
omusajja yava mukazi.
The man comes from the woman.
Praise
Jesus. That before they came from us, as if we birthed them. But this time, they birthed us. We come from them. Our bodies, as we say.
Waji.
Come here, as we.
Praise the Lord. I have a point where I want to understand well. And I'm on the side of us women. We always get in the synagogue. On that scripture we are on. Woman cannot live without a man. You may find the synagogue and the women they are more, and the men they are few. Now there are some of us who have been in marriage before. Not that we had gotten tired.
Questions
where we go, they were not right.
Don't
see the one who is your age. What
are we going to
do of that of the full knowledge and the girls are growing?
And they have no
boys to marry them. We have to answer. Praise Jesus. When God says 1 Corinthians 14:40, he says this. The answer was already there.
1 Corinthians 14:40. Naye byonna bikolebwenga nga bwe kisaana era mu mpisa ennungi.
English.
1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He's
the God of order in all these churches. But
this
in Proverbs
says,
but measurement is not balanced, they are detestable.
God is
hard in his own church.
Doesn't
balance men and women.
They are in order.
He tries to balance them. Let me tell you one thing. Those who were in marriage before. Those who were in marriage before.
Agenda kubale tanga ba mirundi ebiri
wo bring them and double they balance each other.
Abasajja nabaji.
The men and the women.
Tuvula bana bavubuka ba balance.
So even the youth is balanced to them.
Nafa abajenga tulina.
Era nafa tuze tulina. We do have come when we have. No one they have separated from. One was failed to follow their spouse.
They
agree on the God they worship.
First started
the Holy Family and the Holy Marriage.
God
never what measurement is not balanced. Expecting full knowledge is to do that.
Just
have a little problem.
Okay.
I know for I'm in the office for that.
But they have not seen each other.
The things I met.
About to be online, even those who looked on themselves long time.
I will report because those who saw themselves long time. They spotted each other.
He's still trying to hide behind. Don't want to do it in the way of other churches.
You take this one, you will see them come. I see they are here. Don't say God, you forgot me. Whoever was still the one to marry him. It's the same. This time he refused to see for you.
He was in the garden
when he planned for us. Made us a helper.
We said
the woman you gave us.
May
we also cease to despise.
Even this one, they are not clear.
I don't.
Your time is different.
It's not of the outside. In speech of the world,
in
the churches of the world, we have an
anointing
of quickness.
I'm talking like, go out there.
Reported her.
You
give them some mangoes, those people. You don't know whether Ivan is given mangoes.
We are quick in everything we do. You're going to build, yes. There at high speeds. Now you align yourself. The person may reach you tomorrow and you've not aligned yourself. You're still in mourning and grieving over yourself. You order the face, put a smile on it. You put back the face in order.
All
the worry and sorrow you put every time you're grieving when you're in
tears.
You're a woman sorrowful like that.
Yes, we have raised Jesus, but we are sorrowful women.
In what? You say things are long story.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus, man.
So, what we see,
there is hope, brethren.
I don't go to Caesar.
God we worship. Measurements balanced.
Amen.
Don't you think he will forsake you? No.
What
brought your person all right is on the way. I have no doubt over that. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's get back to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse 14. Where did weakness come from in the women? When did they become the weak vessel? As we help them and as they help us.
Well,
let me tell you, see. After you have espoused powerfully the word, you know that all works will do them in power.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Yes, you have balanced their life.
Weakness came in at that point.
I told you
in the Genesis 3, he says this: the woman for being deceived, Satan sold in her the character of weakness. To see things else and to believe them in their falsehood. Getting weakness over every issue, not inquiring. Never to reason much. Even things like those. Let's read verse 4. Genesis 3, verse 4.
Okufate mulifa olunyolo kutano kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe amasoga mulegalizibuka namwe mulibanga Katonda okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi olw'omukaaga omukazi bwe yalabanga omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omutima gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi n'andoka ku bibala byagwo n'alya naawa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya.
Owulidde ekyaliwo.
Have you heard what happened?
Omukazi olwamu poteye ebigamba.
When the woman they spoke words to her.
Jukira omukazi kukunyonyolako mu lunyo olusooka
n'olwokubiri.
Omukazi ensonga entuufu
yayagimanyi.
Era sitaani bw'amugamba.
Ti
wamma Katonda yagamba.
Emiti
gino gyonna mulyangako. Yo omukazi n'amunyonyola ekituufu ng'amugamba. Katonda yagamba bw'ati. Emiti giri gyonna gyonna tulyangako. Naye omuti guli tetugulyangako. Olunaku wetulikulyako tetulirema kufa. Omusota sitaani n'azuula. Omukazi atya okufa. Kamwegiremu ekigambo okufa. Ate munnyonnyole. Ogwo omuti gw'olaba. Katonda amanyi omunagulyako mugenda kubanga
ye.
Omanyi obulungi n'obubi.
Bw'amangu
ago ate omukazi nga yakyuse dda. Ng'alaba omuti gwegwomesa. Naye si tegwali nti tagulaba bulijjo. Yali agulaba
buli
lunaku. Naye olw'okumunnyonnyola mu ngeri endala. Yagenda okulaba ekiyinja ekifunfugu ekitakataka kwegamba dasiti ekunganyiziddwa nga bamunyonyola nti olwo lusozi lwa zaabu naye olw'okukyama ebirowoozo n'alabira ddala nga mutuufu oyo zaabu kumbe ebintu biringa bulijjo bwe biri
tebikyuse
mbu olw'okumunyonyola alaba omuti nga gwegombesa
nga
guleeta amagezi eri amaaso bannange amaaso kwegamba ye yagenda okulaba kyebulaba abakazi bayinza okukukwana oba tewegendereza
butu
n'ogenda n'omuntu gw'otayagala
ngaakasi
akunnyonnyola
olw'ekibya
kiri ekinafu
n'omusaasira
bambi ankwanye
nnyo
sinza muka
baneeta
omwagala mugambe bannange watongambye ebigambo byo
bingibambi
aneetooloddeko
nnyo
ku luno ngenda n'omukkiriza nino kutufu okimanyi tomwagala
nayewetoloddeko
kutufu juzi yagambye ekigambo ekintonga mu mutima naye ndowooza kirabika ŋŋende n'ono ate bangi kumwe abaagenda
bwemu
wanyinyawo
Praise Jesus. This time let me accept well. The real truth, what apostle teaches, that women, where did weakness come from? The truth is we are weak. This time, I'm on the side of our divinity. We are weak. For those someone just praises you. Do you feel what they say is the truth?
Yes,
praise Jesus. One day, we clothed from where I was still married. I feel unclothed. And he told me, oh, you mean you? I felt that's the word I was waiting to hear. But the real truth, I struggled with the word.
I
felt this man has no good words.
I'm
speaking this one
about
who filled over the
Holy Spirit.
I began to battle with the word. Praise Jesus. But the real truth is that we are in the full knowledge. Now we are learning. Even as much on your side. As I was saying, have wisdom to handle weak vessels. You have to invent. You see these weak vessels. Have a way you can handle them. The world that didn't confuse them. But they're not easy.
Now we're one of the boy.
All here you've spoken.
So my little,
you know, may I remember. In the John chapter
6,
every time Thomas was right complaining, remember, all of them had the same mind.
Jesus,
when he realized their mindsets, he knew all of them were
thinking.
He asked that
question.
When he knew
never asked that,
Thomas. Thomas raised a hand, he's not contented.
There
was also Philip. And they got the
city of
Kufana who knows of die with this question. God puts them in the congregation.
That's
when we are afraid to speak, even to ask.
Yeah,
you know Jesus is present.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
You
know, they are in
this.
He put in those people to help us.
Peter
always got bold that will not ask.
He
came to know if he had asked what he was meaning.
And
what enter someone never
makes
to him to tell you, kill it, you wouldn't have urged you. But he kept silent when he not understood. And the head, it affected him.
Also,
Paul rebuked him openly.
So to remember that you
don't
take
with what you've not understood, it will affect you.
Chibuze,
ask it.
Chirizoning
with meaning. Things happen of weakness. Imagine someone has been told one word.
And
the person they were meant to be with to speak those words to them.
Remember,
they failed to tell it to their housewife. Passed it in another person.
And
maybe it's the good one. It's like today, I am a minister. Because of much need,
I
failed to buy my wife a good
girl.
As of their brother
George,
which comes with a good girl, my wife. And my wife begins to say, Brother George. God has passed through a brethren to bring it.
And
you did it. The breath of this husband. Some of the women,
when
these people bring things to us,
maybe
my husband. Now, brethren, the married, know that blessing
of
things given you, even you are besting on you and your husband. What you get, you don't get them as you yourself.
Don't
pass another hand to reach you. God covers the gap there. Shouldn't appear grumbling and lacking.
So my
husband, clothing they have in the house. This
one is
even this one. Where is his? He gave me. Praise the Lord, brethren. Maybe the issue of the sister has touched me much. What the conductor told her, she's smart. Because the women, we are we vessels. When I will praise you, and you begin to think you are high up there. Most men, it reaches on me. And my wife could place her hair. And I see it's nice. And I don't speak back. I don't say. I say, I know she's smart. For I've done it myself. If I say you're smart, you are great. Because you're a weak vessel, you may walk high up there. May God bless you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
We are
being taught. The, if you women, many times when they praise you,
standard,
standard of this man you've shifted it. Praise you, maybe.
Level
the level you shifted it of this man. When you anger them, they say, you think it's you alone who sees me. But time is left. Let's stop raising hands. Let's leave that. Brethren, praise your spouse. Christ praises us as the church. And he tells us in the seven
churches,
you have these good acts and
people.
Even the wrong ones speak of them. If you marry them, the
bracelet
is fallen. If people tell them it's fallen, but we can control it.
You
don't tell them how it's good, yet it's not. Don't become a liar in the church of God. Tell the truth there.
You
were shining when you laughed. This time the brush is not in order.
See,
the truth is dirty. You don't say when you laugh and smile, I feel good. When it's not right.
And all the
feet is
good.
You say you have a feet. My feet is finished.
Did
you need some eatings which order them? And you bring out you see it's nice. You say, why have they exposed it now? Others reach there, we grow fat, and we grow those maps on the feet like that.
And
yet you see it has marks on it. This scripture shall begin there tomorrow. Bible says in Galatians, when we shall all be helped and be clothed Christ, being in him and his words are in us, we shall be able to take away the weak vessel. Galatians chapter 3.
Galatians 3:26.
Of your brother that this tribe, they are big headed.
Go on the woman, you say you are soccer.
Headless in those heads.
I don't want to use stripes among ourselves. In our homes. Not even in the church.
For
we want the Holy Family and the Holy Church.
Galatians 3:28. Tewali musajja na mukazi kubanga mmwe na muli omu mu Kristo Yesu.
Oulide.
Tewali
mukazi na muki.
No woman no man.
Ebyo biri mu family.
Those are in the Holy Family.
Kubeeranga muli waliwo omukazi.
There is a woman.
Era waliwo omusajja.
There is a man.
Nibo tujja mu
kuweereza. When we come in ministry.
Kunakuna kabasajja.
All have to become men.
Ekika munga bwe kibulira.
As they preach the word.
Nga nabbi Debula bwalina kibulira.
The prophet Debula is meant to preach it like that. We are all ministers. That works in the marriage. Man and a woman appear there. And they make a holy family. When they reach the holy church, and they say that we are ministers. We have to minister as
a
measure of the grace of knowledge God has given all of us.
So
we all start to learn together. Maybe we shall move on to guide.
On
that they say, refuse women to preach in the church. And I refuse them to speak. The word church never means the building.
Well,
that weakness it affected them much. And as we start as church, and one begins to speak to another.
Yes,
yet the preaching is moving on.
Another
is speaking what they want.
If
you don't preach in the church,
in the ministry,
as church we have sat.
Go
speak within the congregation. When you know what church is, you know they refuse them to preach in what church.
You're
meant to speak in which church? Those who never understood what church is,
they refuse them
to preach in the building that is the church.
But
Prophet Deborah, they are there and they are preachers. They are not called be servants.
What about
Prophet Deborah? How did she become? Those are gifts given.
And
the Spirit gives as he wants without segregation. Say, when you come to Christ, and he said, now, no man, no woman. All and each can be given their gift, which they will serve in much power. God bless you. We shall begin from there. Let's go into other services.